This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday here on the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there it's Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Funny, I feel like I just saw you a couple hours ago. We were out yesterday for the Big Nay of the Day finale. Congratulations to Janie. She won the $20,000. And is she going to buy a horse? No, she's going to pay college tuition for her daughters.
Yeah.
She has 2 girls at the same time in Texas A&M, bless her heart, and her husband. But they said, they'd love to have a horse, but they think they'll use it for money for tuition there. So a fun day yesterday, getting a chance to be out with all of our finalists for the Nay of the Day. And this morning, we're moving on. We got a chance for you to play Mono's Country. You could win $100 coming up in about 20 minutes. Also, jury duty is passing gas in front of your spouse an issue. We'll talk about that. But right now, let's get Mo to tell us the top 3 stories we're going to be following all day. It's what's trending in Texas.
Number 3.
We got to check on Mauricio. Is it Dubon? Dubin? He's an Astros player.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see his catch last night in the game? I guess he was just running, and boom, hit the wall.
No.
Yeah, he made the catch.
He did make the catch. Yeah, I saw the replay
of
it this morning.
The replay is playing over and over again because it's one of those catches that just doesn't get a whole lot better. It was amazing. we won the game. He walked off the field, but he was taken out of the game because the manager said, he hit that wall.
He hit the wall, yeah.
Hard.
Number 2.
Got to give a shout out to Officer Trek. We love our first responders, but Officer Trek is a canine officer, and he was credited for being a very big part in taking down as many as 100,000 ecstasy pills in Harris County over the weekend. The Harris County Sheriff's Office canine team has their own Instagram because Trek is famous, and he looks really good and proud of himself in front of all of those peels.
He's a good boy.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Right now, we're working with the 60% chance of rain today for our Monday, and while we don't usually like a rainy Monday, I think we'll all take it today.
Yes.
After last week's heat, the rain continues for the rest of the week through our Labor Day weekend, 40% chance for Tuesday and Wednesday, and just continuing on and on. Temperatures still in the 90s, but not triple digits this week, hopefully.
Thank you. I'll take it. After being out yesterday, and I know yesterday was one of our cooler days, but after being outside yesterday all afternoon, it's like, I'll take this cooler weather. That's what's trending in Texas, all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get a name?
Time for some good news.
Hey,
There's enough bad news in the world. You see it every day. So we like to celebrate good things, simple things that are happening in your life. 713-881-5500. Tell me your name and where you're calling from, and then just share your good news.
Okay, my name is Lydia. I live in Dickinson, Texas. And my good news is that I just got promoted at my job.
Oh, wow. So exciting. What does this mean? More responsibility and more money, hopefully?
Yeah, it's always more job, more work.
We know about that. It's the more money part I'm mostly excited about.
More money? Yeah, no, but the thing I like is that I work at Starbucks and I always like that place. And before my previous jobs, I never had the opportunity to grow up, even though I've been doing the same job for like almost 9 years.
Yes.
Wow. And this is the first time I actually got like talked to my manager, and he's like, I see the potential and I think you can grow up with the company. So I'm very excited.
Amazing. You work at Starbucks?
Yep.
Can I get a Trenta iced coffee with four pumps of sugar-free sweetener?
He's one of those guys.
Sugar-free vanilla, yeah. Just one pump of pumpkin, and some stevia.
Yeah, we get those a lot.
Yeah. One of those. Here's the thing. I think we should give her an amen just for putting up for people like you.
Amen.
No, this is awesome news. Congratulations. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. We love celebrating good news. Can I get an amen for this promotion for Lydia this morning?
Amen.
That's how it works. We love celebrating good news because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. It's Can I Get an Amen every day here on The Bull. You're going to help us solve our daily dilemma that comes up this morning with jury duty just about 30 minutes from now here on the morning bullpen.
I need a dermatologist and an exterminator.
What? Dermatologist and exterminator.
I have what I believe is a bite of some sort on my butt, and it hurts so bad.
You're not supposed to laugh, Eric.
Okay, no. Let me see it. Let me see it.
You can, like, see it through my pants when I'm wearing yoga pants.
What?
Yes.
It's like a knot?
Yeah. Like, yes.
Mo, this could be serious. If you honestly have a spider bite, regardless of where it is.
Right. It came up in the middle of the night because I don't know about ever getting a spider bite. Or I guess it could have been when I was, like, sitting by the pool or something. But it kind of looks like a bite in the middle, like a fire ant bite, for lack of better terms. And then it's surrounded by a red circle.
Oh.
Not like a ringworm. I know what that looks like.
Wait, how do you even know that?
My brother's wrestles. But like, it looks like the rash is like spreading.
But how
like,
do you see circle. A bite on your butt? Like,
you have,
I'm trying
a mirror.
To...
Ew!
Yeah! Wow! You intimately know yourself.
It was itchy, and then it hurt, and I was like, what is that?
You really think it was a spider bite? Because,
I mean,
that could be dangerous. Like, the skin, the flesh around the bite, if it's a certain kind of spider, can, like, it'll die, and just, you'll have a big hole in your butt. Well, you know what I mean. Come on! No, I had a friend, Tim, who got bit by a spider and, like, the flesh around the bite died.
No.
And came out.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You've never heard of that?
No. Oh, my goodness.
You have no idea what kind of spider or whatever it was?
No, but remember that video I showed y'all, like I think it was last week when there was a spider on, like, my pillow on the floor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have a doorbell camera video that I should show y'all also where there's this huge spider outside my house. I live in the country. It is nasty. There are these huge spiders everywhere.
Wow.
You know what? Here's to help maybe get an answer for this. Can we post a picture of the bite?
Yeah, I'm going to need to be the photographer. Get over here.
I'm going to put it on my OnlyFans.
I need the right angles.
You have to subscribe.
I honestly...
pay me $5.
I honestly meant it.
Maybe $10.
In the effort to have maybe somebody that could identify what kind of bite it
George,
is.
Yes, I'm not this is for health
reasons. This is for health reasons.
But I might need a teledoc.
Yeah, people are calling right now. I think they think they know what it is.
I think you need a teledoc because I'm telling you.
I don't want a
The
hole.
Flesh could die and you just have a big hole right there in your butt.
There's no way she'll do a teledoc, George. She won't even eat on camera because she doesn't want her mouth open in photos.
But now I'm worried about you.
Thank you.
Although you're Thank so you. Full of venom, the spider probably died after biting you.
Yeah.
Anybody know? I don't even know where to start
no
on
idea.
This. We need a dermatologist and an exterminator.
Right?
That's what we need this morning on The Bull. Mo has a spider bite on her butt. I don't know how else to say it. You're looking at me weird, Mo, but we're worried about her because, again, my friend Tim got a spider bite and, like, the flesh around it died and dropped out, and he had a big hole there, and I don't want Mo to have a hole in her butt. Susan's on the phone. Susan, I am not crazy, am I?
No, you are not, George. So when one of my daughters was younger, she got bit by a spider, and we went to the doctor, and they do what they call packing it. Uh-huh. They clean it out. They pack it so that the skin has a chance to grow back. You have to go to the doctor continuously because as the skin grows, they repack it.
So you're saying we need to pack the hole in Mo's butt?
We do not want a hole in my butt.
She doesn't want a hole in her butt.
We're going to have to pack it, Mo.
Thank you.
We're going to have to pack it.
Susan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mo. You need to take care, girl.
Yes,
you do. What are all the text messages saying, Mo?
You need antibiotics.
You need an antibiotic. You do. Absolutely.
Neil and Willis, what's your advice for Mo?
Okay. It sounds like it could be a brown recluse.
That's it. The brown recluse. That's what it was. That's a spider bite. Yes, it could be bad, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been bitten by a brown recluse?
Yes, I spent 5 days in the hospital, and then for 6 weeks after that, I had to give myself medicine to a pick that went to my
goodness.
Heart.
Yeah,
this is my goodbye.
See, it could be, Mo, it could be bad. So, Neil, thank you. I appreciate it. But I believe we have David on the phone. And David, you're concerned it's a what?
Infected hair follicle.
What does that mean?
So, Mo, would you rather have a spider bite or a hairy butt?
I don't know. It just works.
It's an ingrown butt hair.
I think we've solved the problem.
Yes, that's all I needed.
Here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. And yesterday, we were out with our nay of the day. It was the finale for the nay of the day. Somebody was going to win a brand new horse or $20,000. Well, actually, with $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you wanted to do. And we had the best time. Thanks so much again to Frio
Grill and Barn.
It was a bar. We were in the barn part of the Frio Grill. The restaurant is really nice.
It's great.
And then they have like a barn ice house area kind of place where they have live music and stuff like that. And that's where we were yesterday. And we had an amazing time, even though it was so hot yesterday.
It was so hot.
It could have been a lot worse. They had some great big trees.
You know what? The shade did help.
Yes.
It helped a lot. So if you're unfamiliar, if you haven't heard about this, we were wrapping up what we called the nay of the day.
Yes, the past month, we've been giving away chances to win a key to unlock our horse trailer. And inside that horse trailer yesterday was $20,000.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! And we had everybody come up. Well, Eric, just kind of explain a little bit about what we went through to get everybody there. Because we gave away 96 keys.
Yep, 97, I believe, was the actual final number. So we were giving them away on the air if people heard the nay of the day. We were also doing these neighborhood parties where you could come win a key. Now, only one of the keys fit the lock on the outside of the horse trailer. All the rest did not fit. So one by one by one, people who had won keys got to try their hand at unlocking that lock. It was very, very tense. I'd honestly say it's one of the most tense moments I've ever had with the two of you. Just because, but honestly, because I was right up there filming everybody, right next to them.
You got to feel the nervousness even more than Mo and I.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't talk. I would say good luck to every single person that went up there, and some people would blow me off completely because they were just focused. They were like, please, God, open and give me $20,000.
So I was like doing the chatter. Mm-hmm. I was doing the talk, and I got shushed several times. Yes. People like, George, shh.
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. No, I couldn't
breathe. It was pretty
so tense. Stressful until finally the lock opened.
And I didn't get the final number that we went through, but I would have to say it was probably, we had 97 keys. We probably got through 45-ish.
I would say that's about right, yeah.
Okay.
We got up through 45 or so people. And finally, when they inserted the key and they turned it, the door to our horse trailer opened.
Janie. Where did you come here from? Where do y'all live?
Katie.
Katie, representing Katie. And when did you win your key?
Hey,
so you've been thinking about this for a minute. Everyone here is just dying to know. Are you going to buy a horse with that money?
No, it pays for tuition. Two girls at A&M. We're paying for tuition.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah, go Aggies, gang up!
So she has two daughters in Texas A&M.
Yes.
And she's not buying a horse. She's going to pay tuition.
Yep.
So, it was so much fun. And they were just blown away when that key finally opened.
Because so many didn't open and she didn't expect it. There's a video right now on our Instagram, our Facebook page, or our TikTok, any of it, where you can see the very moment she realizes she's $20,000 richer, and it's in slow-mo.
Yeah.
So just the spark in her eyes.
When she finally realizes it's opening up there. You know, the other thing that I thought was really cool is, again, just shows you a little bit about Bull Nation. Our listeners are the absolute best. The reaction from everybody around her, hugging her and telling her congratulations, even though they were waiting for their chance to get the money. They were so, so incredibly sweet. And again, it just says so much about every one of our winners and everybody in Bull Nation. We had the best time. Thank you, Frio. Thank you, our boss, Melissa. Thank you, Bill, who got everything together. And man, can I just say thank you to our promotion staff that was there, the promo team that was on the ground.
So fun.
They worked so, so hard yesterday. Janie, congratulations. $20,000. That'll help with that tuition bill. Here from 100.3, The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. It's out here doing God's work, solving these daily dilemmas. And your opinion helps us get the verdict. Five calls say it all. And I got to tell you, I saw something that horrified me the other day, and I need your help on this.
Oh, no.
We were at dinner at a friend's house, and they were asking, what do you want to drink with dinner? Everything like that. Everybody, oh, I'll take iced tea. I'll take a Dr. Pepper. You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Until one of the guests said they would take a glass of milk. Now, this was a pretty nice dinner we were having, right? I mean, it was like steak, potato, cashew,
right?
Yeah,
but no one said red wine.
Could have a little wine.
Yeah.
They asked for
a glass. It was obviously
a
nice dinner if everybody's drinking Dr. Pepper, George.
It was normal drinks.
Yeah, iced tea, that kind of stuff. And then
someone ordered
one
milk.
Guest asked for a glass of milk, y'all.
This was at a friend's house. So this like a group of close friends. Okay.
Okay, and I gotta be honest.
Yes.
They shot me a look like, what the heck just happened? And I was in total agreement. It's like, first of all, I don't think you should drink milk with dinner.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on, George.
Milk with, like, a nice dinner?
Yes.
No.
100%.
No, Eric.
Now, I don't drink. Mo is the queen of cow's milk.
Yes.
That's all she drinks.
That's it.
I mean, she carries around milks. In our fridge here at work, it's milk.
Yes, dairy milk from a cow.
But if it's a nice dinner, you're not drinking milk with a nice dinner.
I would never order milk at someone else's home.
Really?
I don't trust anyone else with their milk preferences. So
that's my question this morning. That's the question this morning, okay?
The question is, do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk?
Yes, absolutely.
The answer is yes.
I had a big, tall glass of milk just yesterday with my lunch. Spaghetti and milk is the best combo.
Lasagna, milk.
Milk, yes, I'm with you.
But not with dinner. Yes. Dinner time.
Every dinner, yes. You have to have a glass of milk.
Even Mexican food. It curbs all the spice. It curbs all the spice.
It does curb the spice.
I mean, they have horchata.
Cinnamon in it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it to the jury.
Say that again, Eric. Say it again.
Horchata.
Horchata. There we go.
Carla's on the phone in Porter. Carla, you are juror number one. You heard the question. Do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk? Yes or no?
Yes, they do if they're not lactose intolerant like me.
I'm sorry.
I can have little bits of milk, like a splash with my cereal.
What do you drink, Carla, if you can't drink milk? What's your drink of choice?
Dr. Pepper.
That's number two for me.
Every adult drinks that. Carl and Willis, your juror number two. Do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk?
Only if they're having breakfast.
That counts as a no. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it. We want to know. The question is, do responsible adults drink glasses of milk? Rebecca is in Montgomery. Rebecca, what do you say?
No.
What's your drink of choice?
Water.
Okay. Oh, I bet you like avocado toast, too.
No, I am not an avocado toast. I just get kidney stones, sir. Thank you. I have to drink water.
I love you, Rebecca.
All right, juror number four, Mo.
That's Leah in the Heights. Hey, Leah, do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk? Yes.
Real quick,
no?
Leah, I guarantee you, you live in the Heights, you love avocado toast.
Stop it. I do.
There's a lot of oddballs that love milk, but I do not think you should drink it at dinners and public at other people's houses.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And final juror this morning to get our verdict.
All right, that's Jamie in Houston. Hey, Jamie, do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk?
Well, of course they do, especially if you're OG. Old school always
that's
has to have
right.
a glass of milk.
Yes. We are OGs, girl. We are healthy. I've never broken a bone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, all right. So, Mo.
Yes.
It comes down to the final verdict here. The jury has decided.
Yes. Do responsible adults consume glasses of dairy milk? And the answer was no.
Wow.
See, once again, I have my finger on the pulse right here.
You're the pinnacle of health.
Yes.
Over there.
If you look up healthy on Google, my picture will pop up. That's jury duty this morning. Your calls help us get the verdict. Five calls say it all here on The Bull. Did you remember last week on the morning bullpen, we had Melissa who called in and said she was looking for a man. And we gave her tickets to the Chris Stapleton show. And then Alan and Bear were fighting over Melissa. How did that all turn out? We'll find out coming up in just about 20 minutes. We'll get an update on that love triangle here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, time to find out what you want Eric to sing about, because it works kind of like that. You get to be part of the show, right, Mo?
Yes, we can't do it without your suggestions, so give us a call, 713-881-5500. We're going to start with Julie. Julie's in Deer Park. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
My mom said I can change my suggestion, so do you think you could do it about people who won't stop talking even in their sleep?
Oh, sleep talker.
Sleep talk. Oh, okay. No.
Sleep talker.
Okay.
How old are you, Julie?
11.
You're 11. Do you talk in your sleep?
Yes, my mom says I do.
Okay.
Hopefully nice things.
Mm-hmm. I have whole conversations.
Oh, wow.
You have whole conversations when you're sleeping. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Julie, I love that suggestion, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day today. Let's go to line four, Eric.
All right. That's Katie and Alex?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What should I sing about today?
When cats break everything in your house. Because they push off the counter and make everything theirs.
Why are you two so adorable? So cute. What's your cat's name?
Because we're eight. Oh, what's her cat's name?
Ralph.
Ralph.
His name is
Wreck-It
Ralph.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Ralph. I was just like, Ralph.
Their cat needs a song, Eric.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's amazing. Thank you.
That is adorable. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. 713-881-5500. We love it. Jose is on the phone in Spring. Jose, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Hey, good morning. I want him to sing about people putting up decorations too early for Halloween.
Oh,
it's not even Labor Day yet.
It's not, Jose.
It's still summer. Good God, y'all. Yeah.
It is 100 degrees outside. I don't need to see a skeleton of what I'm going to look like.
Jose, do you get this passionate when they do it for Christmas also?
Okay, look, my wife loves Halloween and Christmas, so I only have to call in to complain because either way, I'm going to do it for her and put it up.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right, this is making sense now.
Therapy.
I see. All right, okay, all right. Jose, I appreciate the suggestion.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. And it's so relatable. I mean, it's so relatable. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Eric. We have Talking in Your Sleep.
Yep. Great one from Julie. Thank you, Julie.
We have Wreck-It Ralph, the cat that destroys, destroys
Katie
everything.
And Alex. Katie and Alex were the most adorable callers ever.
Didn't you just do a cat song not too long ago?
Yeah, we did a cat song just like 3 weeks ago. You can get that on the Odyssey app. And follow our podcast.
So Katie and Alex, maybe that would be a good way to go there if you want your cat song. Or then we have Jose, too early on the decorations.
Yeah, I'm in on this. You know that I do not like when people put up decorations too early for any holiday.
Mm-hmm.
There are some hard
everyone.
And fast rules, and these people are not following them. So let's do Jose's song.
All right, Jose, we're going to choose you this morning for the 10-minute tune. Let's find out how Eric does with it. Come back and be with us in just a couple of songs here on 100.3 The Bull. I know when you tune in this morning show, you think, those guys are matchmakers. Yes, we are. And we tried to make a match over the weekend with Melissa. Remember her? She wanted the song about finding a man. We found a man for her. Gave them tickets to the Chris Stapleton show. We're going to find out how that all worked out coming up in just 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out right now what Eric with a K has created out of our song suggestions this morning. We had so many cute ones, too, but he went with the one that he felt most passionate about.
And it came from Jose in Spring.
Hey, good morning. I want him to sing about people putting up decorations too early for Halloween.
Oh, no.
It's not even Labor Day yet.
Okay, all right. So it's not even Labor Day. Mm-hmm. People have already put up their Halloween decorations. Eric related to that one, and he went out and wrote a song about it and is back in the studio this morning.
Here I am. Hello. Yes, this upsets me. Listen, December is when Christmas decorations go up. October is when Halloween decorations go up.
Oh, you have to wait till October?
Yes. Okay. It's not that difficult.
I was wondering.
It's not that difficult? Listen.
So many people hate me right now.
As soon as the school supplies went out of the stores. All of the Halloween decorations were in there.
I get it. You're festive, but just hold it a little bit. At least wait until after Labor Day. So I'm going to do it in the style of one of my favorite Halloween songs, The Addams Family.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not sure how he's going to do on this one, but we'll find out. It's our 10-minute tune today on The Bull.
Decorating with ghosts and ghouls for scaring. You should consider waiting. It's not quite Halloween. I know you really love it. Your neighbors think you suck, yeah, 'cause it is still the summer. It's not quite Halloween. So please, God, now take them all down. Every rat, every skull, every clown. We get it, you like costumes, but wear them in your own room. It's still 102, it's not quite Halloween. I don't mean to shame you, hey, I don't even blame you. It's August, come on, wait, dude, it's not quite Halloween. So please, God, now, take them all down. Every grave, every witch, every clown.
That's hysterical, actually.
Yeah. That's good.
I hate Halloween.
Jose, how did he do this
Jose
morning?
Jose has felt heard.
I think he did.
But I don't think he's getting out of it.
No, exactly. No. I don't think it's going to change his wife wanting him up there. But anyway, that's the way it works. You give us the suggestion, and Eric comes up with the song. And we post it every day as part of our podcast, too. You can get it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And if you go there and you find the Morning Bullpen podcast, then you can click like on the podcast and it will notify you every time we put up a new episode here from 100.3 The Bull. Post Malone, Blake Shelton here on Houston's number one for country, and pour me a drink. If you all remember last week, we had a lady who called whose name was Melissa, and she was looking for a man, and she wanted Eric to do a song. It wound up like this.
I want Eric to sing about my husband to be, because I need a husband.
I want a husband. I could be his wife. He's got to make his own cash and have a zest for life. Support me and I will support him too. He's got to be caring, nice, and loving. Ooh, funny? Nah, I didn't say that. If he's rich, he don't really got to make me laugh. If this sounds like you, if you're this man, call my three friends, the Morning Bullpen. I want a man, want a man, want a man, want to marry a man. Want to marry a man now. I want a man, want a man, want a man, want to marry a man. Melissa, not Eric. I want a man.
That was the part where it kind of went off the rails after that. All right, so Melissa wanted a man. She was like, I need a man in my life. And we had Melissa on the phone because after that aired,
yes,
we had a gentleman. We had two gentlemen.
The phone called. Started ringing for our girl, Melissa. And it ended up being a love triangle because we did have a man named Bear and a man named Alan that were interested. And it just worked out organically that Alan and her would meet up. Well, we had tickets to see Chris Stapleton on Saturday night. We gave Melissa two tickets. We gave Alan two tickets. And we let them work it out on their own.
Melissa's on the phone with us this morning for an update. Melissa, good morning. Oh, are you there?
Good morning.
There she is.
Hi.
How was the concert? Did you have fun? Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert?
The concert was great. The concert was great. Yes, it was a good time.
Okay, you're being very specific. You said the concert was great.
The concert was great. The company was cool.
The company was cool. All right, hang on. Before you go any further, yes. I think I need to play this. Let me get the right mood for the music here. Okay.
You got it.
Cut the music. Step us through it, Melissa. When you first saw Alan, what were your thoughts?
Well, my friend said, because I took my friend Pam, and so we were sitting down, and so there was a seat, and then he was in the next seat, and so she and I were talking, and then she goes to me, she says, is that Alan? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe so. And so then I said, excuse me, are you yelling? He's like, yeah, I am, you Melissa. So then he moved over a seat and so, you know, sat next to me. And so we sat out. And so I had my friend with me. He didn't have, you know, a friend with him. But anyway, so we talked and everything. Everything was just general, basic. We talked about country music, talked about concerts, talked about.
Melissa, we know all that. All right, but hang on. Yeah. Let me see if I can set the mood a little bit better.
No,
on
George.
With this my music. Goodness. Hang on, see if this is
okay.
Okay. Wow. Is that a little better, the sexy sax music there?
No, cut the music. Cut the music.
All right, Melissa, you are the sweetest angel. I'm just going to say that maybe we're just going to move on to the next one.
Yeah. You guys, I appreciate you.
Yes.
But I'm just going to move on.
Okay, right. We did not make a love connection.
But but I really appreciate it. It was a fun time, and it was just all crazy. But, I mean, it made me, you know, realize, okay, girl, get out there.
And,
you know,
out there.
It's gonna happen, and when it does, we'll call you back.
Yes, right. Girl.
I love it.
You are single and ready to mingle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
All right.
I
do you want to send us any pictures from the concert? Maybe of you and your friend Pam. We can maybe post them up.
Okay, I will. Okay. I'll do. I think I only have one, I'll send you pictures. Okay, I was cute.
Yeah.
And if Alan is listening, Alan, just take this away. Again, it was a long shot that it was going to be a love connection. But at least, Alan, you were the reason that somebody said, I can get back out there.
Aww.
I can mingle.
It was cool.
You're so sweet.
I appreciate you guys. It was fun. It was fun.
We're back to our day jobs, y'all.
What is that job again? I don't even know.
I really thought I was going to be a matchmaker.
I kind of thought this was our job, and we screwed this up.
I know. You guys didn't screw it up, but you guys did a fun thing. Okay. So, okay, and then maybe you need to sing a song for Alan.
Yeah, wait a minute. Right. What would that song
no,
be?
No, let's talk off the air.
Cut the music.
That song would be
I'm saying cut the music.
Just a little, think of it this way. Sometimes you don't know what you want until you see something you don't want.
Okay,
you
know? All right. Cut the music, George.
But cut the music, yeah. Yes. But still, all good.
You're so
all
sweet. Right.
We love it, Melissa. Alan, thank you guys. Hope you enjoyed the Chris Stapleton Show, if nothing else. Here from the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Kyle is on the phone in Cypress this morning. And Kyle can take on Mo for Mo Knows Country. You could get $100. Kyle, here's how you do it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Kyle, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah,
it is. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, sir.
All right, Mo, get out of here. Let's do this.
Kyle, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott worked song titles from this artist's new album called F1 Trillion into a press conference recently. What artist are we talking about?
Post Malone.
Question number 2. Outkick, the website, just asked the following question on Twitter. What's the greatest country music song ever made? Amarillo by Morning was the answer that hit number 1. Who sang that song?
George Strait. I don't know why that was so difficult.
Question number 3. If I was 78 years old and had $450 million in the bank, I wouldn't be lifting a finger. But this country legend is launching a new lipstick brand. Can you name her?
Oh, gosh. Faith Hill?
Question number 4. I'm sure he tried that in a small town, but this country star says he'd like to be the guest football picker on ESPN's college football this year. Can you name him?
Jason Aldean.
And question number 5. Who sang Drinking Problem and had everybody raising a glass back in 2017?
Midland?
Yeah, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
All right. Man, Kyle, I think you're going to get in trouble for calling a certain singer 78 years old, but you got 4 out of 5.
Oh, did you say she was 78? Oh, my gosh.
Got to listen to all the clues, buddy. But you did great. 4 out of 5 is a really solid showing.
All right, Mo, let's find out how you can do with these questions, okay?
Let's go.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott mm-hmm. worked song titles from this artist's new album called F1 Trillion
yes.
into a press conference recently. What artist are we talking about?
Post Malone.
It is Post yes. Malone, which I thought was very cool.
Very cute.
Kyle got it right, so you're tied at 1.
Okay.
Question number 2. Mm-hmm. Outkick, the website, just asked the following question on Twitter. What's the greatest country song ever made? Amarillo by Morning was the answer at number 1.
Wow.
Who sang that hit?
That's George Strait.
That is George Strait, mm-hmm. correct.
Kyle got it right, 2-2.
Question number 3. If I was 78 years old, had $450 million in the bank, I wouldn't be lifting a finger. But this country legend is launching a new lipstick brand. Can you name her?
I would assume you're talking about Dolly.
You know what they say about assuming.
What? Don't.
Okay. No, Dolly is correct. Okay. Though. You assumed correctly. Yes.
Not Faith Hill, Kyle.
Oh.
You'll be hearing from Faith's attorneys soon. 3-2. Mo's now winning.
I apologize to Faith Hill.
Yes.
Question number 4, Mo.
Let's go.
I'm sure he tried that in a small town, but mm-hmm. now he says he wants the big stage. He wants to be a guest picker on ESPN's college football this year. Name him.
Tried that in a small town is Jason Aldean.
That is Jason Aldean yeah. is what we are looking for. Yes.
All right. 4-3.
And final question. Who sang Drinking Problem and had everyone raising a glass back in 2017?
Drinking Problem is Midland.
That is yeah. Midland. Mo goes 5
wow.
out of 5.
Man. Kyle, that means she protected her money today. I'm sorry.
Great job, Mo.
Wait till we play this for Tim McGraw, stop though. It. See what he says to you, Kyle. Yeah.
I know. I feel horrible. Again, Faith Hill, I'm so, so sorry. Next time, I will listen to the full question.
You're so sweet.
All right, Kyle, you know what you got to say to get out of here, buddy?
I'm Kyle from Cyprus, and Mo knows country.
Yes, she does. And you'll get a chance to take the $100 from her. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country, only on 100.3 The Bull. What was it like yesterday in Cyprus for the Nay of the Day finale when finally a key unlocked our horse trailer for $20,000. That's what it was like yesterday, and we have the winner, Janie, on the phone, and we're going to talk to her coming up in just a couple of songs here, if we can get her to calm down just a little bit, all right? $20,000 in the Nay of the Day, the big finale yesterday, and you're going to hear from the winner next here on The Bull. Yesterday was the big finale for Nay of the Day. We were giving away a horse. Actually, $20,000 to buy a horse or do whatever you want to with it. We had 97 keys. Everybody waiting their turn. We got to 40-something. Janie came up and drew her key. And this is what happened when she tried to unlock the lock.
Janie.
Where did you come here from? Where do y'all live?
Katie.
Katie, representing Katie. And when did you win your key?
Meadville, Texas.
Hey, so you've been thinking about this for a minute, and everyone here is just dying to know. Are you going to buy a horse with that money?
No, it pays for tuition. Two girls in A&M, they're paying for tuition.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah, go Aggies, pick up!
And Janie is on the phone with us this morning. Janie, good morning, and congratulations again on winning Nay of the Day.
Good morning. Thank you.
Girl, what did you do after we saw you last night?
We went home and had a glass of wine, and we toasted.
You still sound so hyped up on the energy from yesterday. What was it like? Bring people into the experience for you when that lock unlocked.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought it was like a dream. I mean, I just could not believe it. And, you know, when I was walking over there to go get my key, I was giving a thumbs up to my husband. Then I looked down and looked at those keys and I'm like, wow, they all look the same. Yeah. You know, which one do I get? So I just happened to pick one that was in a corner. So anyways, I just unlocked it. And when it unlocked, I was like,
your face, when that lock unlocked, the look on your face was priceless.
Oh my goodness. I know everyone that was there needed that money or could use that money for something, but you just don't believe how much we needed that money for those girls for college. I mean, it's just a little relief off our backs. I was even thinking of getting a part-time job just to help us so my husband's not so stressed, because he pays all the bills and everything, and I see him and I see how stressed he is. Yeah. So this is like a big relief. Oh, my goodness.
So last night, Mama brought home the bacon.
Yeah, that's right. I told him, I said, I deserve a back massage for this. And he goes,
oh, no.
Janie, would you say you're like a generally lucky person? Have you ever won anything before?
I've won like tickets here and there, but you know, I've won the second one, when I had her and I was coming back from maternity leave, I end up winning $1,000, and that was a big relief because we just had a baby. You know, but that was the biggest thing I've ever won was that $1,000. So this is like huge.
Yes.
Janie, would you say this honestly for you all in your situation is life changing?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely, yes.
And Janie, for anybody who's never been to one of our live events, there's something special about Bull Nation, isn't there?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
It's a group unlike any other, and they were all so supportive of you. We're all in your corner, Janie.
Yes, and one lady came up to me and she said, I was sad that I lost, but I was happy it was an Aggie that won.
Oh, there we go.
See?
There we go.
We're all in this together.
Day of the day. My goodness, what a great time yesterday here from 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.